John Wright joins us now in studio. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad you got here in one piece.
Yes. No problem. Piece of cake. Nothing to it.
We did just have a listener call and ask about the driving. So
it's dry, about 80 miles an hour. Sunny. It's beautiful.
Yeah. He's got a twinkle in his eye when he's saying that, folks.
I don't know what he had in his coffee.
5 hour energy, my friend.
Anyhow, welcome to the Roadhouse. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
So, Lato and Wright is a, let's see, Anglo-Celtic folk rock.
That's a pretty good moniker. It's generally, okay, the way it's usually described is Celtic / American folk and folk rock.
Okay.
So what we do is we take traditional music based in America or the British Isles, including Celtic music, mm-hmm. and we reinterpret it, sort of rearrange it, and amplify it. And we're not the first guys to do this, but we tend to do it in a very American sort of fashion. So I suppose that's the twist. Plus, there's a when we are able to bring the electric guitars and drums, it almost takes at times a progressive rock twist.
Interesting.
So we're all sort of children of the 70s, growing up listening to bands like Jethro Tull and Emerson, Lake and Palmer. But
yeah, Buck and I are both nodding yes.
There you go. But the same validity is applied to Pete Seeger, and I don't see a difference in Pete Seeger and or any of those other artists, or Martin Carthy, any famous British Isles artists. They're all on the same wavelength to me. So
when you take a traditional song, what do you do about the music? Do you keep the same tune or the same basic?
Occasionally. Good question. We've taken field recordings and literally just taken the lyrics and wrote whole new melodies behind them.
Yeah.
Combined different versions of traditional songs and made mismatches of our own, you know, interpretation. The idea being hopefully to have a new interpretation that reflects our own influences, which I think you can't help if you're going to be in this business. Mm-hmm. Doing this.
Sometimes when you take a traditional song where the tune is so well known to mm-hmm. certain people that it
it's hard to mess with it. You don't want to mess with it too much because they recognize that melody. Is that where you were going?
And also people may not be that interested in hearing what they've heard so much.
Ah.
The same. So when
we
you
hope
alter
so.
It, you know. It's just my thought. I don't
Good
know
thought.
If that's
yes,
true.
Yes, I endorse that opinion.
Okay.
We'll Which go is with why that you one. Change it,
yeah.
right? So you are, I should have mentioned that Lato and Wright Trio is appearing at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts here in Grand Marais tomorrow night at 7:30.
Correct.
So you're called a Lato and Wright, but there's three of you.
Yes, kind of confusing at times. The band is myself, a guy named Steve Lato, and the drummer is a guy named Matt Jacobs. And we started out as Lato and Wright because we don't do all the gigs with our drummer. We do a percentage of gigs without him for various reasons. The environment isn't appropriate for a loud clashing rock band or there just isn't enough room on the stage, I suppose. So it was just easier to call it Lato and Wright, I think, for lack of any more inventive names.
Does he spend a lot of time with the therapist then?
Feeling
yes,
kind of unappreciated.
Yeah, he has serious self-esteem issues.
Yeah. Hides in the corner.
Yeah. He's a pharmacist too, so that's...
Oh,
that's
well then that would help him out.
Easy access. So we've trundled on like that. Actually, the first album back in the year 2000 was Lato and Wright featuring Matt Jacobs, but after that we just called it Lato and Wright.
He really plummeted after that.
they reeled him in with that.
Yeah. Let him go again.
He's a very easygoing guy, so he doesn't seem to mind. Mm-hmm. And Steve is not here now, so what you have tonight is And Wright, essentially.
Yes.
This is And Wright.
Which is great. And you have an acoustic guitar there. Will you play a little something?
I will. And I will let you guys know this is my first ever solo performance. Ever.
Perfect.
Ever?
In the history. Yeah, ever. I've never played solo without...
Like, not just on the radio.
Another
oh,
first?
Oh, no, I might have done it in my closet.
Another first for the Roadhouse.
So we're going to give it a shot.
Great.
Of all the stars that ever shine, none so brightly as your pale green eyes. The golden corn at harvest time, your hair standing by the ocean, wondering why you've gone and if you'll come again. Your sweet scent and breath is everywhere. No matter where I go to, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering why you've gone and if you'll come again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering why you've gone and if you'll come again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain? The ring I gave to Nancy Spain. What is the ring I gave to Nancy Spain?
Oh, that was great.
Gorgeous.
Gracias. Yeah.
Nothing to apologize as
say,
a solo.
Maybe you should be playing solo more often.
Yeah, I'm going to give those guys a call. Drive's really bad.
That was John Wright here on the Roadhouse. And you brought your most recent CD, which is called?
November. It's called November. And oddly enough, it came out in January of 2011. I think it's, forgive me, I think it's our seventh studio release. We've been kicking them out since 2000.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song you just played?
Yes. Many years ago, the song is called Nancy Spain. The author is a guy named Barry Moore, I think. And if your listening audience out there wants to correct me, they're welcome to. I actually did try to find out who the author was, and I had a little bit of difficulty researching that. Many years ago, I was in forestry school in upstate New York in the Adirondacks, getting a college degree studying trees. And a guy down the hall was playing this song on his stereo. And I think the artist was Christy Moore, who's a famous Irish singer. He's like the Irish equivalent of Pete Seeger, let's say. If it wasn't him, it was some other Irish band. And I remembered the song. I remembered the song, and I think Steve and I were on a gig in like 2002 or 2003, and somebody requested. They said, "Do you know that song?" I said, "Well, you sure? Yeah, you know." So we tried it, and then started working into the set. I went home and looked up the lyrics on the interweb, and it had about 9 verses. So we decided that was a little too long. Cut out. This is what we do. We cut out 8 of the verses, inserted a guitar solo, added some drums, and created sort of a little pop song.
That's a great tune. Mm-hmm. Whenever I hear that kind of that Celtic sound, though, and that kind of music, I always think of some drafty castle and, you know, a big goblet of grog or something. That's where my mind was going.
Good to know. Good to know.
Mine was going to, to the sea, because you were singing mm-hmm. about the sea. Mm-hmm. Really pretty.
Well, good. Yeah. I'd like to claim authorship. We don't, there's a few songs that we've written in their entirety mm-hmm. that we've put on our recordings, but it's not generally our model. Our model is to take traditional music and rearrange it. But we will write vast stretches of instrumental music that come directly from our heads to accompany this. There's some Pete Seeger songs that we do that sound nothing. We literally just kept his lyrical content in the story, but sort of reinterpreted it with changing the key and the tempo and the music entirely. So hopefully if Pete ever hears any of our music, he will be okay with what.
Sounds kind of like jazz.
It is. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Big reinterpretation. Same thing. And Steve is a big jazzer, and we actually incorporate some jazz into our, mm-hmm. we'll be playing some jazz tomorrow night. A little bit.
Great.
A little bit.
Well, speaking of tomorrow night, if we play a cut from that CD you brought, will that give folks a flavor of what they'll hear tomorrow if they
Absolutely.
Go?
And it's ballad night here. It's another ballad. This one, the Nancy Spain was our previous hit. The one you guys have queued up is called Shenandoah. It's an American folk song that Steve brought to the band. And I'm fond of telling the story. We were playing this song live, and we played it at the State Fair in 2010. We didn't have a recording of it, and people were coming up to the table wanting to buy, asking me if we had that song for sale. And I said, no, you don't. So they all turned around and walked away. So we made sure that time we played the State Fair in 2011, we had the song available.
You know, it's a 6-minute song. We'll play part of it, and then we'll drop back mm-hmm. down and
yep. Yeah, yep. talk to you some more.
To hear away rolling river Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. I'm bound away.
Those guys, God, they're good.
that's beautiful.
That's a gorgeous beautiful. Song.
Thank you. That's Steve singing that one. So less. I mean, we do maybe two or three ballads, you know, in a night, and that's a strong one. So.
That's one of them. Yeah. But with your drums and electric guitar, you also do some faster moving things.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always fun to hear that on the radio.
Yeah.
Still sounds. We do all our own engineering and mixing and producing and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's fun to hear it still hold up.
Can I ask it? Well, go ahead, Buck.
Well, I was just going to ask if he would mind playing another song himself in studio, because that was fun mm-hmm. to hear that first tune.
Yep.
I will give it a shot.
We might even want to mic the.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is going to be instrumental. So I'm going
okay.
to.
Okay.
I'm going to lower this down.
Yep.
I'm going to.
Should swing a little bit. There you go.
Quick set of tunes.
that was great.
That was interesting. It was good.
What was that called? What was that called?
You know, Anne, I don't know.
Okay.
Actually.
It doesn't have to have a name.
Well, they do have names. Irish tunes, for those of you that aren't familiar with the Irish and English and American tunes, they tend to have sort of very interesting, funny names like the Mary Taylor or the Rose in the Bush. And truthfully, I don't recall the name of those two tunes, but we do play them.
Well, that was John Wright, and... If you're listening out there, I'm sorry you didn't get to watch his fingers flying on the guitar on that.
I was about to ask, what if you have to do anything to keep your fingers limber and able to jump around that board like you do it?
Play as many gigs as you possibly can.
That's yeah. the secret to it?
Pretty much.
No little arthritis creeping in or anything like that?
Let's
hope not. Let's
hope not, too. Yeah, since we've started this band... There was, I think, for the first 6 years or 5 years, maybe we didn't go more than 10 days without playing a show. So a lot of what we do is just muscle memory and just keeping at it. Mm-hmm. And if we go for longer periods, we actually have to sit down and kind of
work your way back.
Yeah.
In.
So you mentioned that your drummer is also a pharmacist.
Yes.
So
he is.
Do you and Steve also have other day jobs?
I do not. I am a full-time musician, have been since, I think my tax return said that in 1993.
So excellent.
Between this band and another band that I play in, and I do a lot of engineering and producing down in the cities, mm-hmm. And various other projects that I'm involved with, I've sort of scraped by. Steve does have a regular job, he always has, but he allots time to travel, so the band... has come to sort of an equilibrium where we're able to get out of town, and we've played such exotic places as Syracuse, New York, and St. Louis, Missouri, and there is some touring involved,
mm-hmm.
And as much as we can do and squeeze
That's
into our
terrific.
Schedule.
Terrific. Well, thank you. Want to mention that we're speaking with John Wright. Leto and Wright Trio will appear at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts tomorrow night here in Grand Marais at 7:30. You can get tickets at www.tix.com or probably at the door. And John, anything else you want to add? Thank you so much, by the way, for making it here in the bad weather.
Not a problem. Nothing to it. Glad to do it. Just come down to the show. It's our first time at the Arrowhead, so we want to have a good show, have a good time. It'll be fun.